Our Iceberg is Melting by John Cotter and Holger Rettgeber. Read by Adam Sims. Foreword. Spencer Johnson, M.D., author of Who Moved My Cheese, co-author of The One-Minute Manager. On the surface, this wonderful book appears to be a simple fable that is easy to read and understand. But that is just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. Working with John Cotter at the Harvard Business School, I learned that he knows more about changing organizations than anyone, anywhere. Leaders and managers around the world have read his highly respected book, Leading Change, and have discovered that using his 8 steps is the best way to ensure a successful organizational change. What does that have to do with most of us? Well, with Our Iceberg is Melting, everyone working in any kind of organization, and that is most people, can now discover how to use the same 8 steps and enjoy more success in these changing times. Professor Cotter and his equally creative co-author, Holger Rettgeber, let us see how a group of penguins, in adverse conditions, use the steps, seemingly without knowing it. Whether you work in a business or the business of life, everyone from CEOs to high school students can gain from what each takes from this story. As you enjoy reading what follows, you may want to ask yourself, what is my iceberg, and how can I use what I discover in the story? And then consider sharing it with others you work with. After all, things usually turn out better when everyone is on the same page. Welcome. Handle the challenge of change well, and you can prosper greatly. Handle it poorly, and you put yourself and others at risk. All too often, people and organizations don't see the need for change. They don't correctly identify what to do, or successfully make it happen, or make it stick. Businesses don't, school systems don't, nations don't. We have studied the challenge of change for decades. We know the traps into which even very smart people fall. We know the steps that can assure group success, and we will show you what we have found. Our method is showing, much more than telling, and with the method that has helped more people learn over the centuries than any other single technique, the fable. Fables can be powerful because they take serious, confusing, and threatening subjects and make them clear and approachable. Fables can be memorable, unlike so much of the information that bombards us today and is forgotten tomorrow. They can stimulate thought, teach important lessons, and motivate anyone, young or old, to use those lessons. In our modern high-tech world, we can easily forget this simple yet profound truth. If you know much about the setting in which we have placed our story, Antarctica, you'll see that life for our penguins is not exactly as you would find it on a National Geographic documentary. Fables are like that. If you think a fun story with illustrations must be for young children, you'll soon see this book is about real-life problems that frustrate nearly everyone in organizations. The fable that follows was inspired by John Cotter's award-winning research on how successful change really happens. All of us encounter the basic issues in the story. Few of us encounter highly effective ways of dealing well with those issues. And this is what our story is all about. Our iceberg will never melt. Once upon a time, a colony of penguins was living in the frozen Antarctic on an iceberg near what we call today Cape Washington. The iceberg had been there for many, many years. It was surrounded by a sea rich in food. On its surface were huge walls of eternal snow that gave penguins shelter from dreadful winter storms. As far back as any of the penguins could remember, they had always lived on that iceberg. "This is our home," they would tell you, if you could ever find their world of ice and snow. They would also say, quite logically from their